The Magic of Music, Genevieve Koshenda, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Why Music? What is the origin, or beginning, of music? What is music, and why do we listen to it? Think about what people do when they hold a baby. They usually sing a song or make musical sounds, don't they? Well, scientists know that mothers in every country who speak different languages do the same thing when they hold their babies. They all use a high voice, and they all make the same sounds again and again. These sounds have a rhythm and are like the melody of a song. Scientists think that mothers made the same sounds to their babies in ancient times. These sounds were, and are, very important for mother-child communication. Were these sounds the first songs? Perhaps. What is the origin of the first musical instrument? More than 2 million years ago, ancient humans used sharp rocks to cut like a knife. But when two rocks hit together, they can make a nice sound. So maybe rocks were the first percussion instruments. Over time, ancient humans made other instruments too. In 1995, in Slovenia, a scientist found a flute made from the leg bone of a bear. The famous Divya Babe flute is about 50,000 years old. In a cave in southwestern Germany, scientists have found flutes that are at least 35,000 years old. Some scientists think that people used music and moving to music as a way to feel the same emotions and work together. Chapter 2. Musical Places. There are many places in the world where music is an important part of the culture. Some people like to go to big concerts, but many people prefer to hear music close up and to see the singers and musicians. If they are closer to the music, they can feel the emotions better. This is what happens in Japan's live houses. A live house is a very small room, sometimes under a restaurant or shop, for musicians to play in. Musicians who are not famous but are talented play in these small places. They don't make very much money for playing music, but they get to play for an audience. People go there just to hear the music, not to eat, drink, or talk to their friends. There are about 300 live houses in Tokyo and about 1,000 live houses in all of Japan. Buskers, musicians who play music on the street for money, have been around for a long time. The first buskers may have been traveling musicians who brought news and messages from one place to another. They also entertained by singing songs for something to eat or a place to sleep. Today in Mexico City, hundreds of mariachi bands play on the streets in a kind of daily audition. They hope that people will like their music and pay them to play at parties. Every year, there are many busker festivals and competitions around the world. Ferrara, Italy, has one of the largest festivals where thousands of buskers perform. In New York City, USA, only a few hundred buskers can play in the subway. So every year, thousands of musicians audition in the Music Under New York competition to become one of the lucky few. Music is a big part of Indian Bollywood movies. Audiences go to hear the music as much as to watch the movie. Sometimes, Bollywood songs tell us about the thoughts and emotions of one or more of the characters in the movie. Sometimes, they show us something that will happen later in the movie. The music and the words to the songs help explain the story and why the characters do what they do. Most of the actors in a Bollywood movie don't sing. They lip-sync while they dance. Later, talented playback singers sing the songs. The playback singers are as famous as the actors. Many people go to a movie just to hear their favorite playback singer. People can buy the soundtrack, the songs from the movie, before the movie comes out. New Orleans, a city in the USA, is a very musical place. It is the home of jazz music. In 1900, people from many different countries lived in New Orleans, and they all brought different kinds of music from their countries. The African-American musicians in New Orleans took these different kinds of music and mixed them with African rhythms to make a new music, jazz. An important part of jazz is improvisation. For part of the song, all the musicians play their instruments together. But then at different points in the song, one musician improvises while the others keep playing the rhythm and melody of the song. One of the greatest jazz musicians was Louis Armstrong. This trumpet player from New Orleans is often called the father of jazz improvisation. Chapter 3. Animal Rhythms. People love music, but what about animals? Can animals make music? Do they enjoy it? Nature makes beautiful sounds, and some music can sound like nature, like the wind or rain or an animal. The famous 18th century composer Mozart, for example, wrote part of one of his songs for the piano to sound like the song of his pet bird. So, humans sometimes write music to sound like animals or nature. But some scientists say that animals compose songs too. For example, bird songs can sometimes have the same rhythm and pitches as human music. And birds don't only sing, some of them play the drums. Woodpeckers use their long, thin beaks against a tree to make quick, loud, rhythmic noises. The ruffed grouse moves its strong wings to make its drumming song. Why do birds sing? They sing to find family members, give information about food, and tell other birds when there is danger. And like humans, they sing to find love. In fact, birds that can compose the best songs are the first to attract mates. Different birds have different songs for different jobs. For most of us, it is difficult to tell one kind of bird song from another. But some people know which bird is singing and what it is singing about. One famous birder, Ted Parker, could identify more than 4,000 different kinds of bird songs. Birds are not the only animals that sing. For example, humpback whales spend a lot of time singing to each other. Their songs can last for many hours and can travel many kilometers under the water. Their songs are like human songs in some ways. They have rhythm, melody, and a structure, a beginning, a middle, and an end. Male humpback whales sing alone or in a group. Some scientists think that they sing to attract a mate, but other scientists disagree. One thing all scientists know is that male humpback whales in the same ocean sing the same song, even if they live very, very far away from each other. And when whales from one part of the world change their song, whales from other parts of the world change their song in the same way. Scientists don't know why or how this happens. Big whales may sing to find love, but so do tiny mice. You probably know what a mouse's squeak sounds like. But did you know that mice can sing? Like a bird song, a mouse's song has many different sounds and rhythms. Mice sing to communicate with their brothers and sisters. However, they have a different song, a love song, when they want to attract a mate. Many animals sing, but only the orangutans of Borneo make a musical instrument. They take the leaves off a tree, put them over their mouth, and make a kissing sound. The orangutans use this special sound to tell other orangutans that there is danger. This instrument makes the orangutans call louder so other orangutans can hear it better. Chapter 4. The Joy of Music. Music can make us feel many different emotions. Do you listen to music when you are sad? Does your favorite song make you feel good? Maybe you listen to music when you feel sick. Does the music help you feel better? Around 400 BCE, Hippocrates, the Greek father of medicine, played music for his patients. In ancient times, people in China, Egypt, India, and Rome also used music to help sick people get better. In World War I and World War II, doctors played music for soldiers who had emotional problems because of fighting in the war. And today, many doctors still use music to help people. For example, some doctors play music for patients in the hospital after surgery. It helps their bodies heal. If patients listen to Mozart, maybe they will need less medicine. What happens when we listen to music? And why does it make us feel so many different emotions? As humans, we need food, water, and love from other people to live. But do we need music? In one scientific study, different people listened to different kinds of music while scientists looked at what happened to the listener's body. When a person liked a song, the heartbeat was faster and the body became warmer. Also, the brain made more dopamine. Dopamine is a chemical that gives us a good feeling. With this study, scientists learned that music can make us feel good. What happens when our lives are difficult? Can music still be a part of life? Clive Waring is a British conductor and pianist. In 1985, he became very sick and lost his memory. Now he can't remember anything of his past life. To make things worse, he can only remember a few seconds of time. After about 10 seconds, he forgets what happened before. For example, if his wife leaves the room and comes back 20 seconds later, he doesn't know who she is. This makes his life very difficult. He needs a lot of help to live. However, there is one thing that Waring can remember. He can still play the piano and conduct a choir. He just can't remember how or when he learned to do these things. Deaf people can enjoy music too. Ludwig von Beethoven, for example, began to lose his hearing around age 30 and was completely deaf by his late 40s. But he continued writing and playing music. He went on to become one of the world's greatest composers. When Beethoven's Ninth Symphony was played for the first time, he was so deaf that he could not hear the audience's loud applause. Someone turned Beethoven around so that he could see the audience. When he saw the people applauding, he cried. How can deaf people enjoy music if they can't hear it? They can feel the vibrations in their brains when music is played. These vibrations happen in the same part of the brain other people use for hearing. In this way, a deaf person can enjoy music too. Chapter 5. What do you think? For some people, music has always been a very important part of their lives. Derek Parravicini is a famous musical prodigy. He was born about 3 months early and has some very serious learning problems. Also, he's blind. He can't see. But when he was 2 years old, he started to play the piano. He had his first big concert when he was only 9. He can play any song after he hears it just one time. In fact, people call him the human iPod. Yo-Yo Ma, another child prodigy, started playing the cello when he was 4. When he was 7 years old, he performed for U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Today, he is one of the most famous musicians in the world and has made more than 75 albums. Why do you think music is important to Parravicini and Yo-Yo Ma? Do you think they hear and feel music differently from you? Why do both men play music? Why did they choose to play their instruments? Why not another instrument? How about you? Do you play an instrument or sing? Why did you choose that instrument? If you don't play an instrument, do you want to learn to play an instrument or sing? Which instrument sounds the most beautiful to you? Or would you like to be a music composer or conductor? Why or why not? What kind of music do you listen to? Who is your favorite singer or musician? Do you like to listen to music at home, or do you like to go to concerts?